before you lose your power.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are broadcasting live this morning from Lake Street Garden Center in Salem, New Hampshire. We'd love to have you come by and say hello. And we're doing a very special program this morning. We're talking about the vegetable garden. We're talking about blueberries, raspberries, strawberries, asparagus, grapes. And for some of us, we don't know what quite we should be using to fertilize the gardens, because there's so many things out there. You have things like 5-10-5, 10-10-10. You have liquid fertilizers. You have organic fertilizers. And I thought what we would do is to give you some idea of some of the best products to help you with your garden. And ask a good friend of mine, John Harrison, from the Espoma Company, to join us today to tell you what they recommend for your vegetables and for plants like blueberries and raspberries and grapes, so that you can have good results. And these are all products that are organic and natural. John, good morning.
Paul, good morning to you, and what a pleasure to be with you and your listeners on this beautiful May morning.
It is absolutely gorgeous. We are at a garden center, Lake Street Garden Center in Salem, and we are in the middle of the perennial section. And with everything in bloom, it is just spectacular. I feel like I'm in a five-acre garden right now, John. You would be excited as I am to be here.
Well, I wish I could be there personally, but I'm there with you in spirit, if not personally.
That's wonderful. And that's why I called you the other day to see if you could help us out. People are getting ready to plant their vegetable gardens. They're beginning to wake up their raspberries and blueberries and strawberries and things like that. And there's always a lot of confusion. Do we need to have special fertilizers for everything? Are there things that need special things? And I thought that you could help me to educate the people on using the right product on their various crops.
Well, I'll certainly endeavor to do my very level best. Time is now to start preparing the soil for the vegetable garden. I think when we spoke last week, you mentioned you were starting some cold crops, such as the peas and lettuce and those kinds of things. We think that the best thing to do prior to planting is to work the organic fertilizer, like our either Biotone Starter Plus or the Garden Tone, directly into the soil. You would till it into the top 4 to 6 inches of the soil, and you'd be putting a reservoir of nutrients right in the root zone, so the plants would be able to grow into it, take up the nutrients, and really get off to a great start. So that's one of the things we recommend for the general vegetable garden. I know that you specifically mentioned berry crops. You mentioned blueberries and such. We strongly believe that folks trying to grow those crops should be taking a hard look at their soil pH right about now. Most berry crops require very acid soils. And if your soil pH is not in the correct zone, you're really kind of like a fish swimming upstream. And it's a very simple thing to do. I'm sure the folks there at the garden center will be able to direct anyone do a simple soil pH test kit that would tell folks how acidic or alkaline their soil is. And once they know that, it's very easy to correct with either sulfur to lower pH or lime to raise soil pH. But particularly with the blueberry and other berry crops, we want to see relatively acid soils. And most folks need to correct those soils with sulfur to get the best results.
Now, you mentioned blueberries. Now, would you use your fertilizer like Holytone for the blueberries? Because this is a plant, unlike anything else in our gardens, they really like to have an acidic soil. And would the Holytone do the job, or would you recommend something else?
We do recommend Holytone for all berry crops, including blueberries, strawberry, and such. Blueberries and strawberries are unique in that they do require those very acid soils, and we recommend the Holytone for them. Most other crops in the vegetable garden like slightly acid soils or very mildly acid soils, and the Gardentone is the ideal plant food for them. When I say those other crops, I'm thinking traditional crops like tomatoes and peppers and cucumbers and those kinds of warm season vegetable crops.
Okay. Now, when you're going to use Gardentone, this is a very different product than what a lot of us are accustomed to, and especially people that have been gardening for a long time. They're accustomed to using something like a 10-10-10 or a 5-10-5, which are good fertilizers, but they only last 30 days, and that's all it is nitrogen, phosphorus, and potash. Mm-hmm. With your Gardentone, what is the difference? What will that do differently to the garden plants?
Well, the 5-10-5 and the 10-10-10 products you talk about have been used for decades, but they are simple water-soluble materials that really only add nutrients. Gardentone is a blend of all organic nutrients plus the Biotone microbial set that we've already talked about on the show. And it really does what we say in organic gardening. It feeds the soil. It generates a positive or fantastic soil environment by adding nutrients and organic materials for the living organisms in the soil to come alive with. And it really does much more than just providing the basic nutrients. Organics provide minor nutrients. They certainly last longer. As you mentioned, the 5-10-5 or 10-10-10 are relatively quickly depleted. An organic application will last much longer, but it's even more than that. It's just the overall impact of the soil improvement and the creating of a living soil environment that really makes the difference with organics over synthetic plant foods.
Yeah, because if we use a chemical-type fertilizer, as you said, they deplete very, very quickly, and all they're doing is feeding the plant. But if you use organics that have all of the trace elements and the different types of microbes that you've added, you're going to improve the soil as well as feed the plants, and it's going to last a lot longer.
No doubt about that. And you mentioned the microbes that we add. That's our Biotone set of proprietary microbes that we spray onto our plant foods. And regardless of the measuring or the metric, that proprietary blend has been proven to improve all aspects of plant growth, whether it's root growth or shoot weight, bloom count, yields on food crops, which is what we're talking about today. Certainly the Gardentone or any of the Esplomatones with the microbial enhancement are going to grow markedly better crops than the synthetic you call chemical plant foods, the 10-10-10 and 5-10-5, vastly
right.
Superior.
The things that I've noticed in the last few years is how the entire gardening industry is changing. It used to be, 5-10-5, 10-10-10, you did it 3 or 4 times a year, and you had pretty good yield. But the whole industry is changing. And I was so thrilled to see the Esforma company go into adding the microbes, the beneficial bacteria, because we're not just feeding the soil to get plants, we're making it get better and better every year. We are adding products, we're adding bacteria and fungi, as you said, that stay in the ground for years to come, improving it, so that if you've used this product this year for the first time and use it next year, expect next year to have an even better garden, because you're helping the soil to mature, to grow, and to give you a much better end result. So the technology of gardening is going back to the basics. It's making the soil grow by itself and helping the plants to mature without being fed.
Well, you know, Paul, there's the old saying, everything old is new again. The synthetic products had their heyday, but really, and we're getting back to the basics of soil science and improving the overall growing medium that we start with. If we start with poor soil, we can expect mediocre results. But if we build that soil up with organics and the microbial activity and earthworm activity, and it's a building block. This year is good, next year is going to be better, and each year successively, you're going to have better and better results. By building up the soil and growing with organic plant foods and the biotone microbes.
Now, would you, if you're putting in your first garden, where we're going to use garden tone fertilizer for vegetables, would you also add the biotone as well as the garden tone?
The biotone starter plus can be added at time of planting. It really, as I said at the beginning of the conversation, needs to be worked into the soil, because you want to get that mycorrhizal fungi into the root zone. After that, you would come along with the garden tone as a maintenance-type plant food.
Wonderful. John, thank you so much for joining us this morning and telling everybody about the new technology, getting back to the basics and letting the microbes do the gardening for you.
Hi there, Ashton Ritchie from Scotts here with homeowner Dan Daughtry. Have a seat, Dan.
I don't deserve to.
Why not?
Because I'm a failure. Every time I try to grow grass seed, I fail.
Well, did you water the seed on a regular basis?
Yes. Well, sometimes I forget.
It's okay, Dan. That's exactly why Scotts has created a new Turf Builder grass seed with WaterSmart.
Water what?
WaterSmart. It's premium seed wrapped in a super absorbent coating that actually holds water. 40% more water than ordinary seed.
So the seed won't dry out?
Even if you miss a watering, the seed stays moist and germinates.
So I'll be able to grow grass seed.
Guaranteed. That's the Scotts advantage.
That's awesome. High five, Ash.
How about if we just shake hands?
Okay, sir.
With warmer temperatures, this weekend is the perfect time to head out to Ace, True Value, Do It Best, or your local independent garden center for new Scotts Turf Builder grass seed with WaterSmart. This is Ashton Ritchie. See you in the yard.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertilome from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pets, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115. for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're at Lake Street Garden Center, Salem, New Hampshire, the perennial capital of the world. What a great assortment of perennials, and a lot of very unusual and common trees, a great selection of roses. Lilacs are all in bud. They have a lot of early blooming rhododendrons. Come on by and say hello. I'll be here until 2 o'clock. And your early vegetables. Broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, cabbage, kale, lettuce, spinach, Swiss chard, and onions. Onions like you cannot believe. Last year, I bought my onions here. I bought a pack of yellow onions, one red, one white, and a tray of onions called Cobra or Kelsey. Planted those four packs, and I ended up with over 2 bushels of onions. Now, they're grown by seed, and that's the secret. If you want good onions, buy the seedlings, not the bulbs. Far, far superior and much better plants in the long run. And it's a lot cheaper, too. Now, if we can help you with your vegetable garden, the number, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, up next we have Jane on the line, who has a couple questions about vegetables and herbs.
Okay, Jane, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, it's Jane. My thyme that I've wintered over outside, it's rather tall and bushy now. Should I cut that back?
Well, what do you mean tall, like 2 or 3 inches, or do you have the...
higher than that. Must be 8 or 9 inches high.
8 or 9 inches. There are different varieties of thyme. Some of them are creeping that will stay about an inch, and then there are the taller growing varieties, and that is apparently what you have. If you want to control the height, now would be the time to cut it back. Now, the only thing that I'm going to say is, if you cut it back now to control the height, you run the risk of losing the little pink or lavender flowers that would normally come on that thyme plant. So you have to decide, do you want to control the height? If it's yes, then prune it back now, or wait until the blooming cycle is over, and then you can cut it back. And you could take anywhere from a third to half of the overall height of that thyme. I absolutely love the various types of thyme. In my perennial garden, I have four or five different varieties, and I have a variegated green and yellow leaf thyme, and it's called citronella with the variegation. And I plant that near a walkway, and I make a point of stepping off the walkway into the perennial bed to step on the citronella thyme, and it makes the air smell like citrus. It's really neat. And then there's woolly leaf ones where the foliage looks like it's covered with hair, and then has a blue or a lavender flower. So there's a lot of different varieties. And go to your local garden center, come to Lake Street Gardens, and you'll see that there's new varieties every single year. Thank you. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, up next we have Terry, who's calling about tomatoes.
Terry, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I wondered if you have an opinion on the topsy-turvy tomatoes that we see advertised on television. Have you seen them?
Oh, I've seen them. I grew some last year. Yeah, I grew some last year.
Uh-huh.
Basically, what it is a very thick plastic bag.
Right.
With a hole in the bottom. And you take your tomato plant, you push it, the root system, through the hole into the plastic bag. You hold it in place and fill a bag full of soil.
Mm-hmm.
And then you hang it on a bracket. And a tomato plant will grow from it. You need to have the topsy-turvy bags at least 6 feet off the ground, because the plant's going to grow 2 to 3 feet. It's a novelty thing. It's a fun thing. You will get tomatoes, but not anywhere near what you would get if it was in a regular pot, or better still, in your garden. But they're fun, and you can even do green peppers. They'll grow the same way. Now the spring is here, your lawn and your garden are waking up and coming alive, and boy, are they hungry. This year, satisfy your plant's nutritional needs with a healthy, all-natural diet from Organica. If you're a regular listener, you know that I've been talking about Organica for years. I love their approach to gardening. They nurture the plant from the ground up by enriching the soil with beneficial microorganisms. Organica's patented fertilizer simultaneously feeds the soil and the plant. Their all-natural four-step lawn care program is just what the name implies. 100% organic and natural. Make this year's garden season an Organica one. The soil will thank you. Your lawn and garden will come alive like never before. This spring, go to your local independent garden center and ask for Organica lawn and garden products by name. It's time to apply Lawn Booster, step one in Organica's all-natural four-step lawn care program.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N, Shentrition.com, or call 1-866-888-8888. 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Imagine a fertilizer that gives you a lush, beautiful lawn and a safe place to garden with the grandkids, play fetch with Fido, or chase butterflies with Fluffy the cat. It's Bradfield Organics, and it works with nature, not against it. Bradfield Organics is pleasant to use. No waiting, no worries, just beautiful results. Now in 5 varieties.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And if you have a question on your vegetable garden or fruit trees, things like blueberries, raspberries, grapes, asparagus, give us a call. We're trying to get you motivated and trying to help you to have the best-looking vegetable garden, the best berries that you've ever had. And that's what it's all about today. Next week, we'll go back to trees and shrubs and grass and everything else. But we want to get you to realize that it's time to start planting. Not tomatoes, not peppers. It's just too early for the Northeast. But we can plant broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, cabbage, kale, lettuce, peas by seed, lettuce by seed or plant, Swiss chard, onions. So start thinking about working that soil and getting the garden planted. And if you have questions, give Jared a call right now. Again, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Mary, who has a problem with weeds in her vegetable garden.
Mary, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club, and how can we help you today?
Good morning, Paul. I do organic gardening, and this year the weeds overtook my garden. Last fall, I didn't get to clean the garden, out of the stuff because I got sick, so I just did it, started doing it this spring. But the weeds have overtaken my garden, and I wanted to know what I can do organically to get rid of them besides pulling them.
Yeah.
Which I have to do anyway.
Yeah, you will.
But I do put compost down. I do that every year. I usually use seaweed, and last year I used the Coast of Maine stuff, and I did that, all of that. But the thing that I had trouble with last year, too, was my peppers. They didn't grow at all. My tomatoes were abundant, but not my peppers.
Yeah, I had the same problem with my peppers. Part of the problem that we had last year, during the month of June and July, we had a lot of thunderstorms. And so that at the end of the day, it kind of cooled off the air and cooled off the garden. Green peppers are plants that love the heat. And I mean, the hotter the temperature, the hotter the soil, the better your green peppers are going to be. And what my dad used to do, and it really, really solved the problem. If you want to grow good peppers, go to your local garden center and buy a roll of landscape fabric. It's just 3 feet wide. And you can buy it 25 feet long or 50 feet long, whatever you want. You unroll it right on top of your ground, and that's going to keep the weeds out so that you won't have to weed. Take a knife, cut an X right through the landscape fabric, dig your hole, put your green peppers in it, and then cover the hole with the landscaping fabric. Every time you water, the water will go right through the fabric. Every time it rains, the same thing. But you've got this black cloth or black plastic right on top of the ground, and black absorbs the heat. So your ground will warm up a lot faster. Your green peppers are going to mature a lot quicker. And believe me, you try it. You cannot believe the difference. And I like to put it down now. What my dad used to do is he had a garden that was, probably about 25 feet by 50 feet long. And he had bought 6 foot wide landscaping fabric. And he took some spray paint and he spray painted where the holes were in the plastic so that he could readily see the holes if they were small like peppers. And he would roll out the first piece and he spray painted number one on the landscaping fabric. Put the next one was number two, three, four, and so forth. And what he did is the first section, the holes were 3 feet apart, and that was for his tomatoes. The next piece of landscaping fabric, the holes were 2 feet apart, and that was for his green peppers and broccoli and Brussels sprouts and things like that. So he would roll it out, he would make the holes and plant, and the fabric took care of the weeds. The following year, instead of putting down 1, 2, 3, 4, he put down number 2 first, then 3, 4, 5, and then number 1. That way he could rotate the crops and use the same fabric. In the fall, he cleaned the garden, rolled up the landscape fabric, put it in his tool shed, and then reused it the following season, and that worked very, very well. So you give that a try. But the fabric is going to be the way to go for your peppers and for weed control. Thank you. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, up next on the line we have Marie, who's calling about blackberries.
Marie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Paul, I have blackberries galore, but I've never pruned them because I didn't know how. And I'm wondering, who could I get to do this for me?
Well, what I would do first is I would go down to your local nursery or garden center and ask them if they can recommend somebody who can do that pruning for you. And I'll tell you, sometimes some of the people that work at the garden center on their day off could come to your house. You could pay them, and they could do that pruning for you because that's what they do for a living. There's some great landscapers, but the landscapers usually are so busy putting in tree and shrubs, they're not able to do it. But go to your local nursery, and if there's a man or a woman there that you've dealt with in the past and have helped you in your garden, see if they could give you an hour or two at the end of the day to come to your home and do a little bit of selective pruning for you. Okay.
Decided to do the ones on the edge where I can reach. What is it that I would prune? Which one?
Well, the thing that you want to try and do, Marie, on your blackberries, all of your blackberries and raspberries, they're more productive on new growth. And what I always tell people to do is when you pull the last of the fruit off of the branch, cut that branch and get it out of your bed. That will encourage your raspberries to make a brand new shoot, and that shoot will give you more fruit. Once a branch, or the technical name for a branch of raspberries is called a cane, C-A-N-E. When that cane has made fruit, the following year it only makes leaves. So when you pick the last of the berries, cut those canes right to the ground, new ones will come out of the plant, and they'll be more productive for you. So follow that technique, do it every year, and it will make it a lot easier for you. 800-259-9231. You give us a call, we'll work together so that you have a great garden. And if you need some help, go to my website. The website is paulparent, PARENT.com. And when the front page comes up, it will say Vegetable School. Click on Vegetable School, and there's a great deal of information about the various types of plants that you would be putting in your garden. A lot of information on tomatoes, then a section on peppers, a section on corn and cucumbers, and you'll get a lot of great ideas. So you give that a call. 800-259-9231. Jared, who's next?
Next up we have Pat, who has a couple questions about gardening and blueberries.
Okay. Pat, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you, Pat?
I'm good. I have a blueberry vine, and we trimmed it back, but now I'm getting little branches coming from the very, very bottom. Those should be cut back, correct? It's just what the ones on the vines on the top stay.
Right. What you want to do when you grow blueberries or grapes or anything, you want to try and encourage the new growth to develop from the top of the plant.
Okay.
If you have a plant that's getting older and is not as thick as it should be, then encourage some of these new shoots, but don't allow them all to develop, because sometimes you may get 8, 9, 10 new shoots and you're trying to feed them all. So if you were to take half of them, take the best ones, allow them to grow, take your pruners and remove the smaller, weaker ones. That way more energy is going to be divided into there, and you'll have a plant that will fill in and be more productive. But you want the new growth to be on the original plant, the main part of the plant, rather than suckering from the base of the plant.
Okay. Now, organically, how do you keep bugs out of your vegetable garden? Is it nasturtium and marigolds and garlic?
Well, there's a lot of different things that will keep insects out of your garden. If you want to see some different ways, there is a website that I just put on my website, and it's the name of the company is called Orcon, O-R-C-O-N, and they sell predatory insects that you release in your garden. And these insects will eat things like aphids and whitefly and mealybug, the everyday common insects. And that will help a great deal. But there's a lot of different plants that you can put in. And, again, go to my website and you'll see a list of some of those right there. But no matter what you do, you will always have a little bit of insects. And if you want to keep it natural, then one of the best things to use is something called horticultural oil. It's an oil that's been cleaned almost like oil that you would put on a baby's bottom so that he doesn't get diaper rash. And it's not a poison. It's an oil that smothers. It plugs up all of the pores in the insect's body, and the insect can't breathe, and it suffocates. And what's nice about it is, when you spray it, if it hits the adults, it smothers the adults. The young, it smothers them. And if it lands on the eggs that these insects have laid on the plant, the oil will suffocate the eggs, and they never hatch. So that's a real good thing for you to use. And you can find horticultural oil at all of the garden centers near you. And you can use it on everything, all food crops. Just be careful not to spray it on the flowers, because if it's sunny and hot, the oil could knock off the bloom, and that would delay the fruiting for you. Okay? If we can help you with your garden, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231.
Can you help me? They gave me this receipt for 10 bags of lime for my lawn.
Sure. Pull your car up here and I'll load it. Trunk or back seat.
Oh, gosh. Those bags are so big. I'm never going to be able to unload all that by myself. And I think that's too much weight for this car. Can't I use something else?
I'm not really sure. You might want to ask that guy over there. His name's Jonathan Green, and I think he just finished giving a seminar on lawn care.
Excuse me, Jonathan Green?
Yes?
I was told that I need 10 bags of lime for my lawn, and it's just too much. Isn't there something else I can use?
There certainly is. My Jonathan Green MagiCal will not only improve your soil's pH, MagiCal also releases trapped nutrients in your soil and contains calcium, which is as important to lawns as it is to our bones.
But how many bags will I need?
Just one bag is equal to 10 bags of ordinary lime.
Oh.
And is less expensive.
Yeah.
Find your nearest dealer at jonathangreen.com.
Now the spring is here. Look at your lawn. Are there dead patches here and there? Don't panic. You do not have to reseed the whole lawn. Just use Ultra Lawn Patch from AM Turf. Just sprinkle it on the dead spots. Ultra Lawn Patch is a revolutionary, all-natural mulch filled with quality grass seed and a natural fertilizer in one package. The special mulch will hold the seed in place, keep the moisture there longer for faster germination. That's Ultra Lawn Patch by AM Turf.
My yard is my getaway, just steps from my door. It's where I unwind, spend time with family, and entertain friends. A relaxing setting where beautiful flowers and wonderful fragrances bring back the joys of life. I love how Garden Splendor plants make these moments at home even more special.
Garden Splendor, the plants worth remembering.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing. Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
Hello, I'm Dan Bass-Majan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn and how to ace every test. It's so easy, your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 888-849-6863. That's 888-849-6863. Call 888-849-6863.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Go. Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are at Lake Street Garden Center in Salem, New Hampshire. And if you're getting ready to plant your yard, come on by and say hello. I'm here until 2 o'clock to answer all of your gardening questions. They've got some great specials. They're really easy to get to. They're right off of 93, a 5-minute drive. I'll give you a phone number, 603-893-5858. They'll give you directions. And it's a family owned and operated since 1973. And the quality of the plants are incredible. What they strive for is to select plants that will survive and thrive in New England. So you get a much better environment. Plants that are winter hardy in a tough climate if you live in New England. It's hard to grow plants. But they select nurseries that guarantee their products, and they will tolerate the type of weather that we have here in southern New Hampshire. Jared, who's up next?
Up next is Bernie, who's calling about grapes.
Bernie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Good. How are you, Bernie?
Good, thanks. I live on the Cape, and last year I got tons of grapes, but they were small and they were tart. And I'm wondering what the pH is and how to make the grapes bigger and sweeter.
Okay. Are you pruning your grapevine every year?
Yes.
Okay. So that you're removing. The first time I went to a vineyard, I was really amazed to see how they raise grapes. I've seen people grow them on a chain link fence, and they'll have a vine that will run 25 feet in both directions, and
right,
had pretty good grapes. But in a vineyard, the grapes only run 4 to 6 feet to the right and 4 to 6 feet on the left. And by pruning and keeping them that length, the vine itself can be almost as big as your wrist. So the energy stays in a small area. You get a much bigger cluster, and the fruit is much larger in size. So if your vine is longer than 10 to 12 feet, then cut it back to encourage the stems to become thicker rather than longer. The one thing that we saw in a lot of the vineyards, especially when we went to Europe many years ago, what they did to help to extend the season so that the grapes had a chance to get more sugar is around the grape vines, they put a layer of stone. Now, I'm not expecting you to put bags of gravel, but you could buy some inexpensive flagstone and cover the ground around the grapevine. It holds the heat into the ground longer. And what they told me when we went to this one particular vineyard, they said that by putting down 2 inches of stone over the entire vineyard, which took them over 20 years to do, they picked up 2 weeks in the spring where the plant started, 2 weeks earlier, and extended the season 2 weeks longer because the ground didn't cool off with the cooler temperatures of the fall because the sun would hit the rocks and the rocks held the heat. So they gained 4 weeks of growing time, and it allowed them to grow a better quality grape for a better quality wine because of the length of the season. So this may be something that you want to try also. So keep your vines short. You have less fruit. They're going to be bigger. They're going to taste better. They need extra water during July and August when that grape is getting larger. A general purpose fertilizer. Now, grapes want to grow with a pH of between 6 and 7. So they want to be slightly acidic. And they'll grow in any climate from Florida to Maine and everything in between. But lots of sun, annual pruning, and use a general purpose like a fruit tree spray to control insects and diseases. Bonide has a fruit tree spray that's liquid that you can just spray on. Or if you want something organic, use Organocide. It was developed for the citrus industry and works wonderful on everything that you eat. Organocide.